This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
It's appalling and insulting when you check your Uber ratings if you have a one-star rating there, and you can't figure out even where that one star came from. And you don't focus on the 300 5-stars. You focus on the couple 1-stars or couple 2-stars you got, especially when you can't figure out how it happened. Now, if you don't know how to do this, we played this audio a couple of days ago, and I got so many people on Instagram asking me for it, and then they hit me back just appalled by the amount of 1-stars they didn't know they got.
Did you know there's a way to find out how many 1-star reviews you've received from Uber drivers? Well, I'm going to show you, and I'm going to ruin your day. Let's go. Open your Uber app and go to settings, click privacy, get your butt over to privacy center. It's going to say, would you like to see a summary of how you use Uber? And you're just going to like, yeah, I want to see that summary, but I don't, but I do. And then you scroll down to ratings. And then when you're ready, click view my ratings. And then it will show you a snapshot of your reviews of your last 500 rides. And you'll see how many. I've never met one person. I do this all the time in a bar, all the time on a first date. I've never seen one person who doesn't have at least 3 1-stars.
So we all did this on the show, and I thought that I'd have a 1-star, and I've got 7. I've got 6 unaccounted for. 1, for sure, I know where it came from. It was Kristen's fault, and it was Abby's fault, and it was Cassie's fault, as they were super loud in the back of an Uber.
We weren't that loud.
Yeah, you were loud.
That was not one-star behavior.
Yeah, I was pretty loud.
He was annoyed.
Yeah, we're excited.
Two at the least. Plus, we were sitting in the very, very back. The driver was all the way in the front. Surely we weren't annoying him that bad.
So you were.
The numbers say different. Yeah.
So I want to ask you guys, 1-855 Virtue, if you have a 1-star, what's your hunch on what ride? What did you do? Mm-hmm. What did you do in that ride to get your 1-star?
This, I'm going to not blame on your ex-wife, but she was definitely a culprit. I do believe in one of the 4 1-star reviews that I have.
How is that possible that you would get 4?
And the people pleaser in me, oh my, this gutted me when we checked it on air and I found out I had 4.
But how many did the rest of us have?
I had 4.
You had 4?
9.
9!
I was recently in college. Yes. People been throwing up in my car.
Yes.
I'm sure I've thrown up a time or two, and apparently I'm annoying.
Yes. So that's a college rating right there. But so we have to go back to February of 2013, all right? I did a little digging in my email, and I found our Burt Show Index. This is where the interns sit there and basically type out what we're saying on the air. And
I am so curious right now.
So February of 2013, me, your ex-wife, and some other friends went to go see Flashdance, the musical, at Fox Theater. And not like a Fox Theater, because Fox Theater is very bougie. You wear like a very respectable outfit.
You're going to the theater.
Uh-huh. We were wearing spandex. We were wearing leg warmers.
So she wanted you to go as the 80s.
We were wearing our sweatshirts cut off the shoulder with our bras showing. We were wearing the headbands. Yeah. We were flashed, danced out.
You can't get a 1 rating for that.
Well, we go to Flashdance. and there's literally nobody else in outfits. We are the only fools looking like we stepped off the set of Flashdance. So in order to, like, and I was very uncomfortable. So I heavily, heavily drank. We all heavily, heavily drank. And at intermission, we said, your wife was so pissed. She was like, this is boring. These people suck. Nobody's singing with the songs. So we left at intermission. And I wanted, because like I was new to the show. So I'm like, ooh, I'll get us like the black car Uber service, blah, blah, blah. This is before it costs an arm and a leg. So we all, so shwasted, get into this Uber. And I have no doubt that that is where the one-star rating came from. Because when I read the index from our show the next morning, you go, so, good weekend, Kristen? And I said, yeah, I had a really good weekend. I went to see Flashdance with your wife. She called me and said we were getting really dressed up for the show. We got there and no one else was dressed up. So we left at intermission. And when I got home, Bart told me I was incredibly annoying. I had to ask him, did I make Eggos last night?
Oh, you had a night.
So you got a one-star rating from Uber and your husband.
Yes, I did.
Monica, okay, your hunch that you got that one star was from what ride?
I all love you. I don't even know if it's a hunch. I am very certain, but in college, my brother had totaled my car, and so I had a deal with my dad that instead of buying me a new car, I would just Uber because I was at Georgia Tech anyway. And so one night after finals, I threw up all in an Uber, and so I'm very certain that's the one star.
Yeah.
But I had to, because it was a like connected to my dad's account, I had to pay him the fee. And now whenever anyone throws up in any movie, he's like, oh, look, it's Monica.
Yeah, the yakking in an Uber is immediately going to get you the one star.
It's a common thing.
Yeah. Sarah, good morning. You are part of the Burt Show. You are on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, good morning. Thanks, guys. So, yeah, I was curious and took a look at
my own personal ratings and saw there was one, and I can only assume it was, there was one time in college I had lived downtown. We were hanging out downtown, but I did not need an Uber, but this girl that I just met that night, she was really drunk. Her phone died. She offered me cash to get her an Uber. Said, yep, no problem. So then the next morning I wake up, I see that this Uber was almost $300, so I was like, what the heck? Called the Uber, and they said, well, it's because you threw up in the Uber, sent me photos for proof, and I tried to dispute it, and yep, she definitely threw up in this Uber.
Good deed goes unpunished.
There it is. Uh-huh. Always.
There are recurring themes here. We are going to call you Julie. Julie, we just told you how to check your Uber ratings. You're not exactly sure where you got the one rating, but it could be on which trip?
When me and my family went through the Tennessee Mountains. Basically, when we were in the car ride, obviously, we had one too many drinks. Everything started spinning. I closed my eyes, tried to put it between my legs, take deep, heavy breaths. And I started thinking, like, okay, let me open the window. Let me take some fresh air, that would help. It did not. So I basically just leaned out the window and I threw up and it didn't stop. And then fortunately, we found a bag that was in the back of the car. And unfortunately, I continued there. So I'm very sure that's how it came about.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Julie.
I'm a penis. Love y'all.
Julie, my favorite part of this story, because we all have them, is the young child
hammering
in the background. Knowing that, man, we've come a long way, haven't we, Julie?
We did. Over the weekend, I tried again to party with my cousins. I'm too old for this. I cannot.
Yep.
This is any Uber driver's worst nightmare, puking in the car. At least she got most of it out of the car, which is still going to be a super hassle to try to get that puke racing stripe off your car the next day.
Oof.
But at least it's not in the car where you can never truly get that smell out of your car.
Or getting it in them vents. That's even worse.
The vents. I told you about my friend Buckethead.
Yeah, I remember.
Right in the vents of the dashboard. All right, here is, he wants to call himself Paul, and he's on The Voice Disguiser. You probably got your one-star rating on which trip?
We were drunk, coming back from a night out with my wife. She stepped out of the vehicle and caught her sandal on the curve and went face down on the lawn without breaking her fall, and I couldn't get out of the car because I was laughing so hard.
That wouldn't give you a one for that?
Yeah, give you a five for that. That's entertainment. Yeah.
The driver said, aren't you going to help her? I was laughing too hard. I couldn't stop laughing.
You should have got the one.
He gave you a one because you're a jerk. All right, Paul, thank you.
The Bird Show. Real fun.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
What I just had to email a fellow mom on Jimmy's T-ball team has me really just second guessing my life choices over here. So you remember when I had you guys all submit at Bat Music because Jimmy started small ball this year? Yeah. And for these four-year-olds on the small ball field, they have at Bat Music. They get to walk out with their little bat over their shoulders and their giant batting helmets, like little bobbleheads bobbing around.
So cute.
To their own music. And we had a little competition on here. Listeners voted, and Tommy's song won.
And then he ruined it by telling us it's slang for a rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, there was that. But the team mom who's in charge of DJing sent an email reminding all of us, hey, don't forget to send me your at-bat music so, you know, it's ready to go for the first game of the season. And I was like, oh, yeah. So I go to YouTube and I pull up the video and I'm going to copy, paste, send it to her and be like, hey, start at this time. And, you know, and then the cover art for the song pops up.
Oh, no.
And I just want to show you all.
Oh, no.
Please don't. I had to send this woman who has a fellow four-year-old on our baseball team.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Oh, yeah. Boogie Down Productions. The famous Chris Kreharis one picture when he's looking out the window.
What do we see here?
A gun.
Big old gun in hand. That's a classic hip-hop picture right there. KRS-One looking out the window, Malcolm X style, holding a semi-automatic weapon. Yeah.
Can I be honest? This is not what I thought was going to be on the cover art. I don't know why, because it's such like a joyful beat. I don't know why I pictured like a rubber with like a little smiley face on it. Uh-huh. Like it's like an animated character.
Uh-huh. That's what I sent the fellow mom of our T-ball team for my son's at-bat music.
By all means necessary. That was the name of the album.
I mean,
it's a classic hip hop album.
You should have picked my song. I don't know what to tell you.
It would have been much better for you. All right, Katie, some problems here. Woman tried to ruin your relationship.
Yes, she did. And it all has to do with the St. Patty's Shenanigans Showdown.
Still the ripple effect of this thing over the weekend.
Yes, when the youth group, we all went down to Savannah to have a good old time. And on this particular day, I decided I need a drink. I need to go hard. Because the first night, I really didn't. I kept it easy. I kept it chill. But I was like, the second night, guys, be prepared. I'm getting lit. And so while we were on like River Street, which is, to me, the way I describe it, it's like a mini version of Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Yeah, right.
Like,
or Broadway in Nashville.
Yes, yes. And so I end up walking up to a bar to grab a drink. And one thing about me is when I start drinking, I get friendly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to socialize with just about everybody.
Dude, you've walked out of bars and made out with people.
Yep, sure have.
I've seen it.
A couple times.
Yeah. So I'm getting into my own little bag of shenanigans. So I happen to be in line, and there's this group of women who come up behind me, and they're all excited and cheering, and I start talking to them. And one of the women in the group, she was celebrating her birthday, and I found out, like, our birthdays were, like, 2 days apart. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is so great. Now, I'm going to need Rebecca to come in on a little bit of this, because somehow I don't know how we got on the part of telling her about the shenanigans showdown, but we told her some things.
Okay, so Katie says this woman was friendly. This woman was feral. And she was feral for Katie. Okay. I have never seen a woman want someone so badly. So we're like standing in line, like commiserating over how long it takes to like get drinks. Because once you're on River Street, it's like everything's so packed. And I think they were just like asking like how our time was, like what we were doing down there. And we talked, oh, we're on a morning radio show. We're like, we've got these shenanigans we have to do. But as soon as she heard make out with a stranger, this lady's ears pricked up, because she was like, oh, I think I got that for you.
And just happen to have a set of lips.
The whole time, Rebecca has recorded this.
Yep. Right. Yeah, so Katie, if you didn't get that make out with a stranger off the checklist.
She made an offer, y'all.
What'd she say?
That if you don't get the make out with a stranger off the checklist after two more shots, I'm open for it. And so I'm just like, it's this moment of nervous laugh, like, no. And I just like grab my drink and stuff. And then she buys me a shot.
At what point did you tell her I got a girlfriend?
I didn't. I just got a shot.
Oh, she's a woman in business.
It's like, I just didn't know what to do. It's like the first time I freeze and I'm like, okay, good. Cheers.
You were safer at the strip club, which your girlfriend really didn't want you to go to.
No, she was cool with that.
Oh, no, it was the tattoo.
Yeah, it was a tattoo. But I was like, nope, I backed out. And then Rebecca witnessed me do the worst thing ever right after she bought me that shot.
Yeah, if her girlfriend's listening, it's totally cool, because Katie rejected her mind, body, spirit. She threw up that shot immediately.
Oh, did you really? Yeah, couldn't hold it down?
No, that's when I got in the Uber and I threw it up.
That was the spirit of your girlfriend acting.
Absolutely it was. Exactly.
That was the devil.
The Burt Show.
The Burt Show. Real funny.
I was going to talk about this on Friday, but based on the conversation that Mikey and I just had before they do Stank Tank here, I just got there's good news and bad news to my, is it Saturday night?
Friday night. Yeah.
Friday night. So I told you guys a couple hours ago, my oldest son, 23 years old, just went through his first breakup, man. Really, really sucks. Going through a tough time. But before that happened, his girlfriend was planning on coming to Atlanta. They are both huge Tyler, the Creator fans. Huge. So I got him tickets. Look, she's going to be out here. You guys go have a great time.
So look at you helping your boy.
I got him tickets to the show. You know, I'm a good wingman.
Yeah.
And she was going to be here for a whole weekend. So I'm like, you guys go have a great time. Well, they have broken up. So he has been asking his friends if they want to go to Tyler, and they are all busy on Friday night. So he asked me to go.
Oh, that's so sweet. Like, I mean, it's kind of sad you weren't the first choice since you got the tickets.
Not at all. I wouldn't expect to be. Not at all.
I would.
No.
Yeah. Not necessarily.
Go with your friends, man.
Yeah, nah.
Plus, yeah, going with your dad. So that would be the last thing I would have ever asked. So the fact that he did, that I was somewhere on the list, even out of desperation, that I was somewhere on the list that he still wants to hang out, well, that was kind of cool. Until I just found out that it takes a little bit more effort to go to this concert than I had known.
Yeah, I've just received word that this is a fit-off, which is a new term for me. But it basically means you got to get dressed up all crazy. And
what is all
to go
cream?
To Tyler the Creator show? Yeah, I think you got to wear your like nicest white shoe. I honestly don't know the definition of fit off, but I assume it's pretty colorful and it's probably clothes I don't own.
I would imagine fit off just means like wear your best fit. Like,
yeah, I think
put
so.
Put your best foot forward.
Yeah, I don't have any of that.
Just wear
me neither.
Yeah, just wear your best like Waylon Jennings tee and clean up your jeans.
All right, a little bit. You'll be all right.
So, and you're going with the station because the station's going to be there?
Well,
you're
taking listeners? Just got some tickets through the station. My girlfriend's little sister loves them and she's pretty mean, so I'm getting some points out of her.
Okay. You know, now that I think about it, Mo, when he asked me to go, I think one of my first questions was, why me?
Yeah.
And And he didn't say, because you're the only one that's available. But he said, well, you've gone to Kendrick Lamar with Mo before, so you've kind of, you know, and you kind of know about hip hop. So I'm like, yeah, I've been to the show, but yeah, I'll go with you.
I mean, yeah, you did well at Kendrick. I don't think you have to do anything more than just go and enjoy yourself. But do you know anything that Tyler has created? You know anything at all?
I think I need a crash course.
Okay, we got you.
So for me, it's just going to hang out with my kid with something that he likes to do, but I should probably know the music before.
I think it would help a little bit to know a song or two.
But I'm not getting in dressed up any more than I am right now.
Yeah, I also need a crash course if I can be a part of that.
All right, it is Stank Tank time. Jackson, what is Stank Tank?
All right, so Stank Tank is our spinoff of the hit show Shark Tank, which, as you know, people come in and pitch their genius, brilliant business ideas to a bunch of investors, and the sharks who are on the show are generally billionaires, and they decide whether or not to invest in said companies. For our terrible version of this, we call it Stank Tank, and that's where Mikey and I sit down and we think of what is one of the biggest problems in this world today, and how can we solve it with something absurd? And we will pitch you guys our brilliant or not so brilliant ideas, and after both of us have presented, you will all let us know, as the Stanks, who you are investing in.
I'm so honored to be called a Stank.
I've never been more honored.
Thank you.
So this week we're going through, we're solving anything that has to do with the kitchen, food, cooking, anything like that. We left it pretty open-ended to let the creativity flow, okay?
All right.
And this week, I will be the one that's going first. Stanks. Sometimes I lay awake in bed realizing that we were born too late to explore Earth and born too early to explore the cosmos, but born just in time for Snack and Stiff. Stanks. Snack and Stiff. Snack and Sniff.
Snack and Sniff.
Snack and Sniff.
Instead of Scratch and Sniff.
There you go, Kristen. Snack. Now we're thinking, okay?
And Sniff.
All right, Stanks. I am seeking an investment of 1 out of 2 of Abby's cats in exchange for 70% of the company, Snack and Sniff. Research suggests that 80 to 90% of your taste is actually smell, so why not turn any food into the foods you love? Make your tuna smell like bacon. Make your broccoli smell like Pop-Tarts. Tell your beets that they can beat it while you turn your radish into some rad-ish.
No, you didn't.
I'm picking Mikey. You ain't gotta go.
That pained me more than you could possibly imagine. Are you on a terrible diet? Well, with Snack and Sniff, you can turn that awful dish into something delish. The Rolling Stones magazine calls it, quote, Ozempic's worst nightmare. Are you the coworker nobody likes who microwaves salmon at the office? Will terrible behavior be gone because now you can have the office smelling like brownies instead of my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, hey, yo.
Turn that frown upside down. Turn that frown upside down and lift that nasty whiff to a delectable sniff with Snack and Sniff. Don't just show and tell, show and smell with Snack and Sniff.
Jackson.
Yes.
How does this work?
So it's like a spray. It's an aerosol.
Okay.
And it comes in all different varieties of scents, okay? So you got your bacon, your Pop-Tart, you know, what have you, your delicious smells. You spray it on your food of choice, and when you eat it, it changes the flavor because, like I said, research suggests 80 to 90% of your smell, of your taste, comes from your smell.
I don't buy it.
I feel like he wasn't prepared to answer that question.
That was my filibuster.
Mikey, it's right there. It's right there. The investment is right there, man.
Okay, so I actually didn't come up with an idea this week. My friend...
It's still better than Jackson. We're investing in nothing.
This week, it's actually going to be my friend, Claude on God, who has a product for you.
Okay.
Oh, he's putting sunglasses on, y'all. It's getting serious.
Yo, what up, Stanks? It's Claude on God, and I got something of an investment opportunity for your mug. I am seeking a couple of fat stacks in exchange for a bottle service for life at the club I open after I get rich and famous. It'll be called Mama Duke's Biscuit Barn for the Blonde and Blind, but that's a different product. Today, we talking ish in the kitsch. That's right, issues in the kitsch we in.
That is so bad.
Are you high? Is it time for a drug test? You are high right now.
Why are you wearing the glasses?
If you like me, you hate doing dishes, man. But if your girl cooks, you do the dishes. That's equality, you mans. Equal rights, equal end of night. The worst... The worst thing about doing dishes is when that water pressure too high and you rinse in a spoon or a plate and that mug ricochets and hits you right in the people peepers and the baby makers. That's your eyes and your groins. That's why I've invented the splash zone, the sink you step into.
Is that called a bathtub?
Wait, what?
It's called a shower.
I think that's been invented, buddy.
It's called a shower.
To put it into layman's terms, it's a shower for your kitchen. Simply finish your chow mein or mashed potatoes or whatever, derobe yourself, and then step into the splash zone. Inside the splash zone, you will find your classic shower head along with a jet blaster pointed at your chest. Hold your plate up to the trademark splash zone jet master blaster, and your plate will be spiff in a jiff. That's spiffy in a jiffy. It also comes with a built-in plate, utensil, shampoo, and toothbrush holder, allowing for you to complete your whole nighttime routine from the comfort of your splash zone. This will save you minutes every night.
Minutes.
Also, if you call now, we can install the trademark splash zone toilet for one more fat stack. The splash zone. Start showering with your dishes now.
Before I decide who I'm going to invest in, I think I need to know if I'm offended by the accent. What was that supposed to be?
No, that's Claude on God.
Oh, okay.
Just, it's Claude on God. It's Claude.
And I guess he's on God.
He's on God.
Okay. I don't... I would very much like not to be part of this narrative.
I am still giving you the cash today, Mikey.
Hey, what? That's not on God.
You're gonna choose the, what is it called again?
Splash zone.
Why are you choosing that?
Choosing the splash zone shower for your dishes over the spray that makes your stank salmon taste like brownies.
Because I think if he goes on TV at an infomercial like that, it's so ridiculous that it'll go viral and he'll make money.
He's like the new ShamWow guy.
Yes.
I'm going to be rich and famous.
Who are you going with, Mo?
Give me Jackson. Give me Jackson.
Not so easy of a choice.
No, it was not. No.
There's no right answer. It's a lose-lose situation. Give me white Stevie Wonder.
White Stevie Wonder.
Oh, we're not really exactly sure what we just saw.
Claude on God.
I want to go home.
I'm right behind you.
Oh, me too, man.
The Bert Show. Real funny. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
This just might be next level petty.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Because it looks like Teyana Taylor's legal team is looking for jail time for her ex-husband, Iman Shumpert, for something that he allegedly did before their divorce was finalized. So TMZ got some documents that reveal that Teyana is claiming that Iman, her ex-husband, leaked some of their reports about their divorce that triggered some social media backlash against her, basically saying that he leaked their sealed divorce documents to manipulate the public narrative to promote a rap song that he put out called Get It, Got It Good. Basically trying to make it look like she unfairly took more assets that she was entitled to, basically saying she got the better end of the deal in the divorce. And of course that fueled a lot of social media backlash against her. But she clarified that the division of assets wasn't actually a mutual settlement, but a court-ordered decision basically saying that you get this, you get this, you get this. It's not something that they had to argue about. It's something that the court decided on. So basically, they're seeking 20 days in jail or in prison for him for contempt of court, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's pretty petty, I would say.
I hate this for them, man. When they were like my favorite couple when they were actually coupling, and everybody thought they were like couples goals and one of the best couples in the world. And to see them go out this way is sad. And I don't really know what went down in that relationship, but most people just want their ex out their life. To want them also in prison, it's obviously really bad.
Yeah. I mean, but I think when you get so much public backlash, especially on such a large scale, when you're a big star like Tiana, it kind of feels like the whole world is against you. And I can see how that would send you to a dark place to where you want to hurt that person as bad as you feel like they have hurt you. If that's all true, I mean, obviously it's just alleged whether or not he leaked those documents or not. But if you get to that place where you feel cornered into your own little section of the world and you feel like everybody on the internet thinks that you're a bad person and you did whatever, 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 I could see how you would want to kind of throw it right back at him.
I feel like 2025 is the year of FAFO.
Yeah.
FAFO? Uh-huh. FAFO.
What is that?
If you F around, you find out. Because I've noticed, and maybe this is just my algorithm and who I follow, but this is the season of you're not going to get away with what you're doing anymore. Mm. You do something, I'm here to out you, and you're going to find out the repercussions. There are going to be consequences to your actions. I really feel that energy in 2025.
I feel like I've felt that for the last decade.
Yeah.
Social media, man.
But it's like, it's ramped up. And I mean, maybe it's because of the certain people I follow. Like, if you do something and, you know, like Cassie loves to say, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And we are now seeing, thanks to the era of having cameras on our phones and social media, that there's a lot of stupid people out there. And there's a lot of FAFO happening right now. And I'm here for it.
It tracks. From what I have learned about Tiana Taylor over the years, she is not somebody I would want on my bad side.
Right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think she's dating Aaron Pierre now, too, who is fine.
Is so she?
I saw a photo of them together, and they look good together.
Well, she ain't waste no time snatching him up.
I was like, lucky him. Or lucky her. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the ladies were... They were quite loud with their love of that man.
He's aesthetically pleasing.
Very handsome, piercing eyes. Well, Nick Cannon says that he is not done having more children, which I believe he's up to like 12 or 13. So ladies, make sure your next plan has not expired just yet, because he says that he is still open and interested in having more kids on the We Play in Spades podcast.
I got a vasectomy as well. It's another man at this table that needs to think about it.
I feel like this is an interview.
That might be why they brought us here.
There's an influx in black men getting vasectomies. I've been hearing about it. Or maybe black men never talk about it.
It is a responsible thing to do. Yeah. I'm not done.
Aren't you tired? Don't you want a nap after 12 or 13 kids?
He got to be tired. I'm tired. I'm tired of hearing about Nick and how that cannon is never going to run out of fire. Enough.
Here's a question for you. What if, okay, so you have 12 kids. Before you have another one, I think you take a poll with your kids and see if your kids are cool with you having another one, and you kind of make it a little more of a family democracy.
By the time that poll finishes, you're going to still want that kid.
That's a lot of votes. Whether you like it, or especially the circumstances, that's going to affect the other kids if he has a baby mama in another place in the country.
If I'm doing the math on it, I'm one of those kids. 12, 13. At this point, does it matter anymore? Go 15, pops.
Your inheritance is getting cut again.
Yeah, that money. Yeah, that's true. Every time you have another one.
I don't know how much he's got of that left.
After everything's said and done, they're going to be getting like 10 books in the wheel. All right. For more stories, head to The Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show. Real funny.
The old cliche is be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. And yeah. Abby, out of temporary insanity over the weekend, asked people for their opinions.
That wasn't me. That was Patricia.
Oh, is that your drunk girl ego, alter ego?
Yeah, sure. I don't know if she has a name, but she's there.
Mine's Becky.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Mine is like a nameless, faceless demon that comes out after two glasses of Sauvignon Blanc.
No, and now she's Prosecco Patricia.
Prosecco Patricia came out on Saturday while I was at my cousin's baby gender reveal. And naturally, when my brother announces that he's getting engaged soon and everyone else in my family is having children and moving on with their lives, you're going to get a little drunk at the gender reveal at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And so I recently got my hair cut. And by recently, I got my hair cut on Friday. And I love my new salon in Atlanta. I refused to move on from the salon I went to in Jacksonville. I was terrified to leave her. She'd been doing my hair for like 3 years and she was just consistent and lovely all the time. And then finally got to the point where we were looking at each other's schedules and I was like, well, when can you fit me in next? And she's like, literally like 9 months from now. And I'm like, well, I can't leave Atlanta. So then I was forced to find a new place. And thank God I found a place that I love how they do my hair. Shout out Salon Lore. Y'all crush it every single time. But I did something a little bit different with my hair this time. I got bangs that are a little bit shorter and we styled them to be more like bangy than they normally are.
Like curtain bangs.
I usually get like a side bang situation. And this time I was like, you know what? It's hot girl summer. Like, give me the bang bangs. And they were cut a little bit shorter. And I felt like I had entered a new alter ego. I was like, I don't know who this girl is, but this girl looks fun. Like, this girl looks like she's down for a good time.
So you were feeling great about it.
I was feeling great about it.
You looked, I'm just trying to establish.
Uh-huh.
You looked at yourself in the mirror and you're like, I like this cut. I like this look. I like the way I look right now.
I like it with the disclaimer of like, oh, I look different. Like, I like how I look, but it's different for sure.
Uh-huh.
And
bangs can do that too. Guys are probably like, it's what? It's just bangs. They can make a huge difference.
They can make a huge difference. And so while I was out on Saturday and I was, you know, stuck with my thoughts while sitting alone at a table, you know, watching everyone hug my cousin's new baby bump. And, you know, I'm sitting there with the caprese salad being like, I'm all alone. I'm dying alone. That little voice in the back of my head goes, I wonder if other people like my bangs.
I need some validation right now.
Admittedly, if I'm going to be honest with you, and it wasn't from a place of validation, I followed this one influencer who goes to bat for her bangs all the time. And I got to be honest with you, they don't look good.
They ain't banging.
The bangs ain't banging. But she always talks about how people say she needs to get rid of her bangs. And I'm one of those people that's not going to say anything to her. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, you're a cute girl, but those bangs look terrible on you. And so that little voice in the back of my head, this little
You think people judging you because you judge.
I was sitting there. I was like, I wonder if people are saying about me what I say in the back of my head about this girl. So after my second glass of Prosecco, I was like, you know what? I'm just drunk enough to handle the criticism while I'm handling the drinks.
No
drunk person ever, except for me. So I took a selfie looking cute in my Hill House dress with my little glass of Prosecco. Beautiful day in Florida. And I posted it. And I said, hey, I'm a little drunk. I can handle some criticism right now. What do we think of the bangs?
Oh, boy. You gave them license. I mean, this was ultra green light.
Oh, I could have said it about anything. I could have said, give me criticism on my dress. Give me criticism on the last E, but literally anything.
The dress was real cute, by the way.
The dress was really cute. Actually, I take that back. They wouldn't have criticized that dress. That was a banging outfit. Anyway, but really, if you ask anybody at any time for criticism, they're going to say something. Could have been about anything. It's not necessarily just about the bangs. But I was like, you know what? Just let me know. What do you guys think? Should I keep the bangs or not? And that opened the floodgates of all the people who were like, no, don't do it. Grow them out. They're like, that's not your look. And I'm like, oh, wait, I thought this was kind of like a fun new look. And some of the DMs that I got, you know when someone roasts you and it's such a good roast that you can't even be mad about it because you're like, that was pretty clever. Sandra from, Cumming, Georgia.
You did invite this in, though.
So yeah.
I'm having a hard time really feeling bad for you. And I haven't even heard these yet.
I'm not even asking for sympathy. I'm just sharing something that I went through on Saturday. I'm a victim of my own chaos. And this is some of the things they said.
Save that.
Somebody said, I didn't know you were starting a new career as a human windshield wiper.
Damn. Okay, now, I mean,
you feel bad really for me now?
You didn't really invite that in.
is it just me or do your bangs look like they've been through a bad breakup?
These bangs are giving I'm hiding from my responsibilities energy. And your bangs look like they've been through more plot twists than a soap opera. And so then I was like, you know what? You guys are haters. I like them. I will be continuing to get them because I feel like they're like my sexy, mysterious alter ego when they're styled. Right now they're kind of pushed to the side, but when they're styled mm-hmm. like actual bangs, mm-hmm. I feel like I give off, you know, like siren energy, you know?
Siren energy?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not giving Patricia.
I'm not going to break up somebody's home, but I might think about it.
So here's where I want to get in your hair.
You're giving those bangs so much power.
Yes. Listen, I love the way they cut my hair makes me feel like a different person.
That's all I meant.
But if you liked it, right? You looked at it. You were feeling yourself. You liked it. Uh-huh. Why even ask the question?
It's the alcohol. Okay. Bird, it's the alcohol.
All right.
Blame it on the alcohol. It was like alcohol.
It's an intrusive thought that comes out, and then you ask it on social media.
Maybe you should schedule it like for another couple of hours or the next day. And then mm-hmm. when you're thinking more in a sober way, you delete it before it actually goes out.
That's what a smart person would do, Bert. But I don't know if you know this, but alcohol shuts down that part of your brain.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Too well, I know it.
Yeah. Patricia's not smart.
No. Patricia didn't go to an Ivy League school. She went to the University of Alabama.
The Bert Show.
All right, Kaylee, so your 12-year-old is growing up way too fast, and you don't know how to pump the brakes on it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's getting almost as tall as me.
Yeah,
like, he's just nonstop growing.
I've been watching the videos your wife is posting to all your kids, man. Athletes, aggressive athletes.
They're doing really well. And he's now, because he's just these growth spurts.
Mm-hmm.
So when baseball started, like the power that he's got now compared, he's like out of that gangly. I mean, he's still skinny. I mean, and you know, he's cut, but he's like getting to know his like new body essentially. And I mean, his speed, you're like, who is this kid? Like, where did he come from? Now, that being said, you know, he's starting to try to really push the boundaries of these newfound freedoms that we kind of start to, you know, let him do.
Like which ones?
Well, you know, just like what he can watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, I'm not putting as much of a regulator on that because, you know, like I let him watch Squid Games and he like goes down to the basement and he like binges those series.
Mm-hmm. How old is he again?
12.
Okay.
But he knows it's not.
Yeah.
He knows the difference between doing something like that.
No, of course. But like Squid Games is that's intense.
I would rather him watch people getting their head blown off than watch a sex scene.
Okay. Noted. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like literally, because it's just I don't know. It's more awkward to me.
It's a very American way of thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so you know, like he pushed some boundaries the other day by walking to Publix, which there's really no safe path to get.
By himself?
No, with a group of his friends. Yeah. Like, he didn't do it.
I remember the first time I was allowed to walk somewhere by myself, and it's a big deal.
Well, and he told me that they were thinking about doing it and days before, and I didn't necessarily say no.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to see, you know, because he probably would do it anyway.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with my kid when he was 12, 13 years old, so long as they were together, like in a group walking, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it was, quarter of a mile, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that it's that far. It's just there's really Atlanta Highway here is just kind people are speeding and it's, you know, anyway, I try not to overthink it because I think he's responsible. The other night, him and his friends wanted to watch the eclipse. I think that was this past weekend or something.
It was a full moon.
Yeah, or something like whatever it was. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Well, they wanted to camp out in his friend's backyard, which that led me to believe, well, okay, you're camping out in the backyard. Are you going to stay on property?
No.
Now, at 12 years old, I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
right.
be I wouldn't on be. Property. I'd be... I don't even know where we would be exploring.
Right.
Which, you know, and when I was more probably of a punk kid than him. So I was probably doing some things that I probably shouldn't have been doing, vandalizing, things like that, criminal type behavior. But it's like, and Aaron and I are looking at each other like, well, is he going to stay on the property? But those were some of the funnest times that mm-hmm. I can almost remember, like with your boys, you know?
For sure.
And at about 1 a.m., we get a text message So the kid's house he was staying at was across this like gulch. It's like this river, this huge creek to another neighbor's house that's at the other end of the neighborhood. And we know those people. And I guess the mom heard these kids being very loud and obnoxious at like 1 a.m. And so she has to yell across the creek. And she thought it was the high school kids that were next door to where my son was staying. And she goes, "Hey, guys, can you keep it down?" And their response was, "Uh-oh. You want to come to our booby party?"
What?
Oh, right.
Okay. What's a booby party?
They didn't use those words.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
But
still.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think they changed as much.
They used the T word?
Yes.
Okay.
But
and that's such a like preteen thing to yell.
No, exactly.
I mean, what is a strip club?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's
it.
No, that's a shoe show.
It's going to rebrand it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Aaron and I, we've just been, I was just wondering how you dealt with that, with certain things, because it's like, now I don't know if they went off property, but I'm sure they did.
Well, I would have more of a problem with the disrespectful response than I would.
We talked to him
going
about
out
that.
Of it. Was he the one that said it, or was somebody?
No,
else?
It was his friend. Yeah. But the mom who texted us thought it was the funniest thing. But she didn't let them know that. She actually didn't even respond to the statement.
So I feel like I know where you're coming. And Hollis and I had. I've never had to worry about Hayden. He's so within the lines, man. He's terrified to do anything wrong. So much so that. There was a secret wish inside of me, like when he was in high school, he would get into some small trouble just so we had some memories, right? Hollis, not a problem. him finding problems or trouble is not a problem. But we discussed this a while ago, and I want him to have a good time. And I said to him, yellow cards, using language he understands as a soccer player, yellow cards are okay. Red cards are what we're avoiding. So if he's going out, and he's creating some kind of mischief and they're having a good time, but it's a little bit out of bounds. I'm pretty liberal about that kind of stuff. It doesn't sound like they did anything dangerous here, depending
yet.
On how fast that river was. So long as they're not doing anything dangerous, I tell him, go and have a good time. And just get, if you're going to get yellow cards, but red cards, man, like a DUI, that's a red card.
Mm-hmm.
Impregnating somebody. That's a double red. You know, so I have sort of given him more freedom. And Stacy and I so have had the philosophy that give them the freedom and then
pull it back if they need to. Yeah.
So, and I don't know if that's a philosophy you want to go with, but it probably seemed to have worked pretty well. And he hasn't gotten any red cards.
Well, that's good.
But a bunch of yellows.
A whole bunch of yellows.
It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big.